And so last episode, man, I'm sorry that I came without a lot of positive energy. But today, I want to be positive. Like, I mean, this is just going to be a feel-good episode. From no more talk about the Voldemort of the USA. I'm in a good space right now. I'm excited. My family is healthy. I have friends who are doing amazing things, from Rico and Naima with Everyday Food and Fun. Got my homegirl Jennifer at the African Violet Tea Company on Instagram. Who else has something going on? House of Brown Coffee. If you're looking to buy, you know, quality clothing, check out Never Settle, at Shop Never Settle on Instagram. Spend your money in the Black community.
See, the difference between me and you is that I just hit rock bottom. After this, I don't have a choice. I got people to provide for, promises I've made, and goals to meet. What you got?
What's going on, folks? This is Daryl, your host of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast, where we discuss topics that impact Black and or millennial communities while having a good drink. So last episode was heavier than the hippopotamus heavyweight world champion. I was really disappointed in not only the voter turnout, but the strategy of many who want a better America. And I get it, right? Like, I understand that we don't want a two-party system. So we want to make the statement with the Jill Steins and the Cornel Wests. But daggone it, man. Was it worth this idiot being in office for another 4 years? Was it worth whatever, Mrs. McMahon being the Secretary of Education, Dr. Oz being over Medicare, RFK over the FDA, like, come on, y'all. But yeah, let me rewind. So this episode, boy, I'm so excited. Elijah Craig's Toasted Barrel. I've had it on this podcast before. It's been a couple of years because they didn't release last year. They always release during Q4. It's difficult to find. I found a bottle, brought it back to Mexico with me, and I'm enjoying it. Not too much because I know that I don't know when I will get another bottle of it. This, you know, this is a true treat, and so Elijah Craig, y'all do this one right. If you all happen to be listening, please send me a bottle. Scratch that. I'll be in the United States a couple more times this year for various occasions, and would love to secure another bottle of this. But yeah, I don't know where I stand on the political spectrum. They might not even with this episode though. Whole time. I was disappointed. And so last episode, man, I'm sorry that I came without a lot of positive energy. But today I want to be positive. Like, I gave y'all my little, I gave y'all my spiel last time. I still do, feel very bad about the United States of America and the trajectory that it's on, and I can't do nothing about it. So we're going to jump into the good. The good stuff is, I mean, this is just going to be a feel-good episode. From no more talk about the Voldemort of the USA. I'm in a good space right now. I'm in a new country. I am feeling healthy. I walked about 8.5 miles. Somewhere around 8.5 miles today. That's not including the biking that I did. And that's on a regular day, right? Like, that's walking Avery to and from school. That's walking to go get lunch. You know, after I got Avery back home from school, I ended up stepping back out to run to the mall. And I just, I want to say that, oh, I had therapy today. That went really well. I had a productive day at work. You know, I'm excited. My family is healthy. I have friends who are doing amazing things, from Rico and Naima with Everyday Food and Fun. Go check them out. They've got an amazing holiday package deal going on right now or whatever. Could be an amazing gift or date night for you and significant other. What else I got going on? Who else doing that thing? Got my homegirl Jennifer at the African Violet Tea Company on Instagram. Black woman owned business. Just trying to have a more holistic, just working on having a more holistic view of self-care. So check her out. She's based out of South Carolina. Ships anywhere in the United States of America for $4, which is amazing. She's got an international order. Because I was like, yo, I gotta support. Who else has something going on? House of Brown Coffee. Y'all know I love coffee, you know. The mugs all have something about whiskey on them, but they hold my coffee every day. I sell mugs during the holiday season more often than not. I got another set coming out soon, but they will be filled with House of Brown Coffee this year coming up. So, yeah, check out Joy Brown and Barry Brown with that venture. Who else has stuff going on? Man, there are so many talented black entrepreneurs out here who I really encourage you to support during this holiday season. Like, black folks or white folks who are listening to this, or non-white BIPOC people, or I guess IPOC people, because I already said black folks. Yeah, support a black-owned business this holiday season. Amazon doesn't need your money unless you're buying from a black-owned business. Walmart doesn't need your money unless you're buying from a black-owned business. Target doesn't need your money. Like spend your money in the black community. Black people. Us first and foremost, right? You can't ask anybody else to help you if you ain't willing to help yourself. So spend your money with your own people. You know, I know we're all Americans for the most part listening to this, and that's all well and good. But I think America has taken so much from black people that it's time that we give back to ourselves. And not just in the form of the church, not just in the form of our fraternities and sororities, but in the form of building generational wealth vis-a-vis our entrepreneurs. Whenever possible, right? I mean, I understand, like, black folks don't make Xbox. If you buy an Xbox for your kid for Christmas, I'm not knocking that. But if you're looking to buy, you know, quality clothing, check out Never Settle, at Shop Never Settle on Instagram. You know, if you're looking for experiences, like I said, in the North Carolina area at Everyday Food and Fun, you know, just think outside the box this Christmas or this holiday season. What else I want to talk about? This is just a free flowing episode. Like I said, I had therapy earlier today. That went really well. I've got an amazing therapist, black man in the triangle. If you're looking for a great mental health specialist who you can relate to, I got a brother. He's in his 30s. He's a father. He's married. He's a business owner. This is his own practice, Breaking Barriers LLC. He has done wonders for me as a man, as a black man, as a father, as a husband. Who else we got to shout out? Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthier. I'm feeling lighter. Last week I went out with a group of dads who are here. Their families work for the embassy. They work for the embassy, their wives, whatever. And we were able to just chop it up, watch some football, have some chicken wings and beer, talked about our relationship with God, our relationship with our wives, our relationship with our children. And it's so great to find community here in that way. Had a chance to go out a week before that with one of my fraternity brothers who crossed at Tuskegee University. he showed me around, introduced me to some people. So, I mean, sometimes, as scary as it can be, stepping out on faith is the best thing you can do for you. It's the best thing that I've been able to do for myself, for my family. And it's scary, right? Like, there are still moments where I'm like, what the hell am I doing in Mexico City? You know, my Spanish is getting better, but my Spanish still needs a lot of work. But I'm navigating it, right? I've been here for, I think yesterday made a month, yesterday or today, makes a month, in this home, right? So in this apartment, we've been here for 4 months. We got here in July, but, as far as being in this space, what is our home for the foreseeable future, it's been a month and I'm feeling great. I'm building community. My job is going well. Oh, shoot. Let me say that, right? If you want to drop a couple dollars, check out at nextcity.org on social media, make a donation. I would greatly appreciate that. Not only is it my job, but it's an organization that I'm very passionate about and one that is doing the work to the point that I just wonder what the future holds if some of these legislative bills get through the U.S. Congress. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about life. I'm back playing video games every now and then. I've gotten into FIFA lately. I never saw myself playing a soccer video game. It wasn't my flow. But being in a soccer-centric society at this point in my life, I said, let me learn some more about soccer, and I'm actually enjoying it. My team is the Charlotte Football Club. Of course, gotta represent the hometown or home state team. And yeah, I'm at peace. And that's what I wanted to relay on this episode, right? Like, I didn't want to talk about anything too deep, nothing too heavy. I did that last episode. Like, right now, my life is peaceful. And I'm trying not to wait for the other shoe to drop, right? Like, I'm trying to enjoy the peace. I'm trying to enjoy the healthy nature of what I'm doing. I'm trying to enjoy exploring a new environment. And if the other shoe drops, when the other shoe drops, because it always does, so be it. But right now, for the first time in a long time, my life is just peaceful. I mean, shit, I got a 3-year-old, so it can only be so peaceful. But I mean, he's healthy, he's happy, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing developmentally at this point in his life, which is pushing boundaries. And so I'm thankful. And that's not to brag, right? That's just to give honor where it's due, and that honor is given to God, Allah, Yahweh, the Creator, they, however you want to refer to them, right? It, he, she. I think God is so much bigger than we can grasp. And when you think about God in binary terms, and this is going to be like controversial as hell, but when you think about God in binary terms, like strictly like binary, you're selling yourself short. I don't know if y'all remember, there was this dope song when I was a kid, and it was like, yo, what if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home, right? And like, I think that if you can't work to see God in every person around you, in every single person, in the murderer, if you can't see a bit of God in anyone who shows any semblance of love, then you gotta look at yourself. Now, there are people who I think have no love in them. I think there are people who have irredeemable characteristics, and for those people, you know, I understand the hesitation to show those people love, but for the everyday average person who just might look or think or love differently than you do, like, you should be able to see God in that person and see love in that person and not have immense hate for that person, and instead give that person grace and understand that everyone around us just wants to make it home to their loved ones or to a space where they're comfortable. And that's where I'm at right now, right? Like, I'm in a space where I'm challenged, but I'm comfortable. Like, I'm at peace. Like, not comfortable, but at peace. So yeah, that's the episode tonight, man. It's nothing crazy. I don't even know. It's just I titled it when I saved the file before I started speaking. I titled it "Where I'm At Mentally," and that's it. That's me. I've got an amazing partner who's willing to go on this journey with me. Shout out to Desiree Daniels. And that's been extremely helpful, because this is a new journey for her as well. She ain't been here before. We've visited, but we're in this thing together and in it till the wheels fall off. Cheers. This episode of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast has been brought to you by Daniels Development and Branding. Contact us for all of your storytelling and fundraising needs. Visit us today at www.dollarsandstories.com.